Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Ches, and we continue here in the ninth Perek Eluhin Hanisrafin, and we are on Ayin Zayin Mabez, about eight lines up from the bottom, Amar of Papa. As we continue discussing the definitions of Maisa Ritzicha and Maisa Hezek, and we just went into another halacha context in terms of the tzorach for Koach Gavra and direct movement by the Kohen who is involved in the ashes of the Paraduma, being Mekadish the Paraduma. So now we continue in these sugyas and we go to Amar Rav Papa. Says the Gemara, Haiman de Kafte Lechavre, somebody, Rachman al-Islan, ties their friend, Va'ashkala Lebitka Demaya. Ties his friend right next to a water source, and the water is being held back by a dam, and right, he opens the dam. He opens the water source, and this right when he opens that, the water shoots onto the person that he had tied up and kills him. Gere didehu umechayev. So that is called his arrows. Even though that's just a removal of an impediment, so you might say that's also a type of grumma, as we have been talking about up until now, but no, we say that is called giri didei, and he, that is called his arrows, and he is chayef. V'hani mili b'koach rishon, but this is only if it is koach rishon, ava b'koach sheni grumma ba'almahu. But if it's a second koach, one step removed, then it is grumma, then it is only indirect, and therefore he is going to be putter. What exactly does that mean? Direct or not direct? Koach rishon or not? Says the Rashi, it's a time issue. Rashi says, Koach Rishon, Kishepina Lahem Derech Litzadze Miyad Naflu Alav, Dehavi Kocho. And also, Koach Sheni, Shehinichu Rachok Tzatz. What's Koach Sheni? He was a little far, a little distant from the water source. Velo Naflu Hamayim Miyad, Bitseso Migidro Seyam Alav. Doesn't go directly from the water on him. Elola Acher Mikan, Holchu Al Makom Shehusham, Gramahu Velo Mikocho. So if there is a time lag, so then it is koach sheni. All the Rishonim discuss this also, and they wonder how this compares to other contexts. Like, why is removal of the impediment? Why is that called kocho? Says the Yad Ramah, the e kasha lecha michti hacha lav bida azli mikocho askinan elokin goin shoyi davar mafsik bina ayim uveino. There was something separating v'natlo v'nimsu amayim boin alav me alayan. Isn't the water going by itself? V'yamayim achayev halav kochohu. This isn't exactly kocho. Right? And he says, Vesu, and he says, why here are you chayiv? And let's say the other case where you shoot an arrow and then you remove the shield in front of the arrow, you're going to be potter for that. Why don't you say removing the shield is like removing the impediment to the water, and just like here you're chayiv, there you should be chayiv, and if there you're potter, here you should be potter. What's the difference between removing the shield from the arrow even if someone else shot the arrow, but if you remove the shield, the shield remover is going to be putter. Well, here he's going to be chayiv, right? So that's the question.
Is this like a tide?
It sounds like the water is trying to come and you remove it, and in that way it comes. It's not that it's low tide or something. It sounds like you are actively removing it. So says the Yad Ramah, lo tikshi lecha. No, it's not a problem. What's the chilik? Diaf agav delav kochahu. Maybe it's not called kocho, but it's because of your action. Kivan de machmas maisa didei ka'azli kikocho dami. So he is trying to create a new category here. Something between grumma and kocho. It's not exactly kocho because it is removing an impediment, but it's more than removing the shield. More than removing the shield. To hagire, and then he says, well, let me even ask you by a regular arrow. If I shoot a bow and arrow, is that really my shooting the arrow? I'm pulling back the string. And the pressure of the string is really pushing the arrow. It's not me. What am I doing? I'm removing my hand and letting the string shoot back forward, and then the arrow goes. That's also maybe not exactly kocho, you're removing something. But that's the same thing here. It says removing the dam is like pulling the arrow back and removing that, and that's why it is ki kocho. It is kikocho. Again, not exactly grumma, but kikocho. Kiva de machmas maisa didei ka'azli kikocho dami ta'giri ki ka'azli la'miach machmas kocho ka'azli ela machmas deshavik liyasra shal keshes va'azli gire memela u'mechayv alayu hachanami loshna. And then he says, This is not like the tris, the case of the tris. Dehilo hasam ki salke latris mikame dinim te giri legabehu. After when I remove the tris, the arrow still has a few seconds and it's going to come. Right? It's not exactly miyad. But over here, of a hacha, t'chi salke la'afra, t'mafsik bein maya l'diday, maya havi nagi bahu afra. The dirt is touching the water right behind it. And when I remove it, that's much more direct. The arrow isn't touching the shield. It's not coming right afterwards. The arrow, the shield, was more of a protection for you, not a withholding of the arrow. And therefore, it is more removed, and that's why it would be different. So that's how the Yad Ramah explains the chilek here, that this is not kocho, but it is kikocho, which is less than kocho, but it's good enough not to be grama. The Ran here says, and again, the Ran here is all over the daf, as we've said, the Chiddushi Ran and Sanhedrin is very significant and crucially important throughout the Masechta, but on these prakim also, he is crucial. So there, we had the mosquitoes versus water discussion of the Ran. But here, the Ran says, also trying to discuss the chilukim here, but along the way he says, and don't think that you are going, here, let me just read the first line, says the Gemara, heichlo tiyah hazrika, shezarek lamala, I'm sorry, that's going to get to the next line, let me leave that, he says, lafichach, he says, on this line, he says, even though, and this is a chilik, between the arrows and the water, he says, don't think that this holds true in all halach contexts. What about Nezek? Would Nezek also have the limitation of Koach Rishon? Says the Gebran, no. Lefichach ani omer, she'ein ladamos nizkei mamu lerotzeach l'nichiyah misa. Mishum, derotzeach akil rachman agabei. On the one hand, Ritzicha, the Torah was, had compassion, meaning, lo asa boshoge kimei zavonis keratzon. Vekivan she'kein, be'inan she'yaseh poel mamish. Ubari hazeka kodem she'yizchayah misa. But by Nezek, what if I left an item in the street? Right, so then that's already bor. Right, that's already if I do something in my field, it's eish. So you see, there's more flexibility. So here, even koach sheni would be chayev by nezek. That's the Ran's Hosafa. He says, "I'll feel koach sheni, mash with the chayev. The koach sheni zeh bor yezeka vavedina degar mi mamish v'logar mi sorif shtarosav shal chaver the chayev." It's no worse than the classic cases of garmi. So we have the Yad Ramah who defines the case here, and we have the Ran who says it's limited to rotzeach and not to nezek. Good. Next statement of Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa. Zarak tsrar lomala. V'ochal etzadon. I throw a rock straight up. But it's not straight up. Because it comes down diagonally. It doesn't come straight back down. Meaning it's not only using the force of gravity, but it's also connected to my originally throwing up. If I throw something straight up and it comes straight down, so then the Gemara is about to say, one might say that, what did I do? It's just gravity. But if I throw it up on an angle a little bit, so it comes down a little bit next to me, so then my force is still inherent in the rock, and therefore I'm going to be chai for that. That's Rav Papa's chilek. Zorek tzor lamala v'holchol etzdadin, if it goes down to the side, v'harga chayiv. The horizontal force is considered nechshav me, and therefore I am going to be chayiv for that. Unlike Rashi and the Rishonim here add in, bottom line in Rashi, avalim nafla nochacha v'harga potter. But if I threw it straight up and it went straight down, no, that's lav kochahu elahi chozeres la'aretz me'eleha. That is just what we would call gravity, and therefore I wouldn't be chayiv for that. Says the Rabbeinu David, here also relating to this chilek, he says v'hikshu al zeh, after the chilek is made, v'amru dilma lo yechayiv I azla ha'evin l'tachas mamish v'lama lo tehe ha'aliyah hazos kemad l'ke'esh b'sadeyu. Says what this concept of esh koach acher mu'revbo, that's also using natural forces, and you're chayiv for that. So here too, why can't I see? I'm using natural forces. I'm using a force that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. I'm using the wind, I'm using gravity. What's the difference between the two? In both of them, I start an action, and I harness something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in nature, and I'm chayav for that. What's the difference? V'heich lo tehazrika shezarak lamala v'yavavi sheyardu me'alein ka'avno v'sakino sheiniach rosh gago v'nafla dechayav. What's the difference, asked the Rabbeinu David, quoted here in the Ran. V'tirtu bazeh, so says the Rabbeinu David, de'ein chiv nezikin ela bekoach u befoal, lo b'mashe na'ase me'eleha, V'ruach mitzuya po'elesi. V'roon oso ki'ilu haya mikoach ha'adam ayideshi mitzuya. When it comes to fire, says the Ran, the name of Reino David, that's called a ruach mitzuya, as we know is only by a common wind, and therefore that somehow combines with my original action to be mechayev me. Aval hayirida lamata ein ba po'al klal. That's not called an action. Wind combines with my action, and I'm chayev for that. Gravity is not. Ela shemachmas kfeida hi yoredes. Af im hargo biridaso lo nasez befoal ala kovet aevin hu shehizek me'elav. Kain Rabino David. Rabino David is trying to say that that somehow acts more independently. Gravity is more independent than wind. Wind is using my power. Gravity, where I threw it up, is going against. And it's independent. And therefore, one is not going to be chayiv for that case. Anyway, it's another answer, but that's Rabino David's answer, to be mechalik between gravity and wind. The Gemara just says again, if it goes a little horizontally, one's going to be chayiv for that. We continue. Amalei Mar Baravashi, Lurav Papa, my taima. Why is it that if it goes horizontal a little bit, I'm chayiv? Mishum dekochahu, I kocho tezel la'el, v'ilav kochahu tezel la'sachas. I don't understand. If it's my koach, but it should be, I threw it up. So if it's going down, that's not really my koach. And if it's not my koach, then it should go straight down. But if it's going across, so I did have something involved. So I don't understand. Is it, how do you define koach or not koach? So ela koach kachushu. It's my koach, but it's a weakened koach. Meaning, while it's going straight up, that's my direct koach. If it will go straight down, that's not my koach at all. If it goes a little horizontal, that's koach kachush, which is enough, according to Rav Papa, to be mechayev me in this case. Okay, so somewhere in the middle. Tanu Rabbanan. Next type of case. Getting back to a case of Ritzicha. Yikawas ar b'nei adam basar maklos. Somebody, Rachmana Leslan, is hit by 10 people. 10 people hit someone, the Me'iri says here, and everyone really independently has kedei lahamis. Because if none of them had to kill, enough to kill independently, then there's nothing to talk about here. But if they each had kedei lahamis, but they all hit him. And vames, and then he dies. Bein b'basachas, bein b'zeracharzeh, piturin. The Tanakhama holds whether they hit one after another or even all together, one is going to be putter. Why? Rashi, not here, Rashi Mabakama Dafyud, where this Gemara also comes up, says, because each person will say, what did I do? The other guy did it. The other guy killed him. Right? It's a suffix. Right? And therefore, there is no chi of misa in this case. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, bezeh achar zeh ha'achron chayiv, mevnei shekir eves misaso. Even if he would have died without the last one, but because the last one was makarev his misa, right, so that is significant, and therefore he is chayiv for that, because of kirev misaso. That is Rebbe Yehuda ben Seira. And that's what we paskin, at least not like Rebbe Yehuda ben Seira in this case, but the concept of kirev misaso is something that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodea, in Simin Shid Lamites, if somebody hastens the death of a person who's going to die in a few minutes, one's not allowed to do that. Right? Even if somebody's a goses, right? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Ha goses hari hu, kechai l'chol dvarav. Even though rov goses in lamisa, and rov chol in l'chayim, but still, that doesn't mean that I'm allowed to do anything to hasten the death. Ha goses hari hu, kechai l'chol dvarav. Ein kosher in l'chayiv, vein sachin oso, vein medichin oso, vein pokin es nekavav. One is not allowed to do anything that one does after the death. Want to save time a little bit. Chas v'shalom. Right? One is not allowed to do anything to move the mace or vein ma'amsin einav achetesi nafsho. V'cholam ma'amis im yitzias ha'nefesh hariz ha'shofich damim. Shofich damim. Vein karin v'lo choltsin v'lo maspidin alav. You don't do any type of nihug beforehand until the person actually, rachmana litzlan, expires. Right? The problem, the question sometimes is, when something is, and the Ramah discusses this, and the other poskim, what is called an impediment to death, and what is called an impediment to life? Meaning, if there's something happening that is preventing the person from dying, right? Not that starving a person. We say starving a person is killing them, right? Oh, giving them food is preventing them from dying, so we're just not going to give them food. Chas v'shalom. But doing certain type of superhuman, or superhuman artificial means of keeping them alive. That's where the Gdolei Aposkim have to come in, the Echidei school in every generation, who are paskin life and death shilas, right? These are the shilas for them, right? And the question is, obviously, as the Shulchan Aruch says, one is not allowed to hasten death. The question is, if death is going to happen, I might not have a chiyuv to lengthen life in certain cases. But that again is a very serious shaila, and one has to ask. What is the last one of the Gedolei HaPoskim, right? That's what it's based on the Rama here in this Siman. The Rama says right there in Shin Lamates, Avalim Yesham Davar Shegorim Ikuv Yitzias HaNefesh. What if one is not shortening life, but there is a prevention? The Nesham is trying to leave, so to speak, and there is an Ikuv. Kigon Sheish Lisma Yesh Samach Laoso Bias Kol Dofek. There's somebody banging next to the bias. Kigon chotev eitzin, there's a wood chopper. Oshish melach aloshono, or there's salt on his tongue. Ve'elu ma'akvim yitzias hanefesh, mutter lasiro misham. Then one is allowed to move. One is allowed to tell the wood chopper to stop banging. That's not killing him. That's removing an impediment. Dein bazem ma'isa klal elashem meisir hamoneya. Right, that is quoting from the Shulti Giborim in Moed Katan, but that is the Ramah right here in Shin Lamed Tes. But that's not called Kirav Misaso. That is removing, obviously, Meser Amoneya to allow nature to take its course. But again, those are very serious shilas, halacha l'maisa. But either way, getting back to our machlokas here. So the Tanakama holds that if 10 people kill, for then their putter. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, one after another, the last one is going to be chayev because of kirev misaso. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'shneyem mikra echadarsha. Rabbi Yochanan says, as he says often in Shas, both of these opinions darshed in the same pasuk. But they come to opposite conclusions. V'ish ki yake kol nefesh adam. A person hits another person. Rabbanan savri kol nefesh, adiika kol nefesh. You have to kill the whole person. If you only kill part of a person and other people take part, so then you're not going to be chayev. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Savar, which sounds, by the way, like not that it's a suffix, like we interpreted from, we're not sure who killed. No, even if you know, everybody did part, right, there's not going to be a chayev misa for killing somebody completely. Obviously, upstairs in Shemayim, Hashem will take care of him. As we said yesterday from the Rambam, Doresh Damim, right, will take care of him. But in terms of Bezdin, putting somebody to death, right, it's not going to happen. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Savar, kol nefesh, kol tehu nefesh. Right, any amount of a nefesh is going to be chayev. The last part is going to be. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira agrees that if it's bas achas, they're all going to be putter. The Gemara does not explain that. Right, if he agrees bas achas, they're all going to be putter, but what doesn't he darshan kol nefesh, kol tehu nefesh? So why shouldn't he say all 10 are going to be chayev? By bas achas. So that's a discussion here in the Rishonim. Rashi and the Yad Rama both have different drushos. Rashi here says, Umihu, fifth skinny line, Hecha dehiko bebas achas, lo katzlinu lekulu, de ish kiyake amarachmana velo shnayim sheikulu. That's Rashi. Ish velo shnayim. If you look in the Yad Rama, he makes up a different drusha. Nefesh tachas nefesh, velo nefashos tachas nefesh. Right, and therefore, we can't kill more than one person for killing one person. That is the two drashas in the Rashi and in the Yad Rama. Amar Rav. So now Rav adds, Hakol modim bahoreg es atreifa shehu pater. We'll get back to a little more lumdis relating to that machlokas in a few minutes. Amar Rav. Hakol modim bahoreg es atreifa shehu pater. Everyone agrees that if somebody kills a treifa, somebody is going to die soon anyway, you're not allowed to do that. We just saw that. Kirev misaso is chayev, but they're not going to be chayev misa. If somebody kills a treifa, they are not going to be chayev misa. Rashi says, for the fact that they didn't argue earlier, it must be that he is called a gavra ketila. That is case number one. Begoseis bidei shamayim shehu chayev. If there is a goseis that person got sick and they're on their deathbed, bidei shamayim, so if somebody kills that person, chayev, that's not a treifa. Rove goseis in lamisa, but some could live. Some could live, and therefore, if somebody kills a goseis, they are going to be chayev. Goseis bidei shamayim, he's going to be chayev. Lo nech luku, let's just finish the sentence and then we'll make some comments. Lo nech luku, but goseis bidei adam. What about a goseis bidei adam? What does that mean? Rashi kigon zeh shekar v'lamus machmas hamakos. Somebody, Rachman al-Islam was beaten up. Elas lo asu arishonim treifa. He's not a treifa, he's a goseis. Again, he can live goseis. Bidei adam. Mar medami le treifa, umar medami le goseis bidei shamayim. The question is, what do you compare it to? Do you compare goses to goses? Do you compare goses bidei adam to trefa? All right, because both of them have physical ailments that occurred to them. So that is the machlokas. Man de medami le trefa, my time alone medami le goses bidei shemayim. The one who compares it to trefa, why does he not compare it to the other type of goses? After all, they're both goses in. Goses bidei shemayim lois avid beimaisa. There was no action done to him from the outside. Highest avid beimaisa. Here there's a maisa that is done, right? And one could see the physical evidence of trefa. So why doesn't the gosis b'shamayim one compare it to trefa? So trefa mechadchei simanim. Trefa, there is physical evidence of chituch simanim. That's one of the trefas, and he's going to die. Halo mechadchei simanim. He's on his deathbed, but it could be that he'll get better by gosis, and therefore we won't compare the two to each other. Stop there for a moment by Tani. Tosfos discusses here in the top Tosfos, Goses bidei Adam. So the Gemara said, Goses bidei Adam, a person is going to be a machlokas. So he asked the Gemara, Tema, Oso sha'asau Goses amai pater, harov Goses in lamisa. If somebody, Reuven makes Shimon into a Goses, shouldn't he be chayim misa? Right? After all, Rove Goses in Lamisa. We learned earlier that Bedina Nefashas Holchanacha Harov. And we said, Hamaka Haver Amdu Lamisa. Another case in Mishpatim. If somebody hits somebody in Amdu Lamisa, and he eventually dies from that hit, so he's going to be Chayiv, right? You lock him up and you wait. We'll get back to that more in Amid Beis. So here too, the Gemara doesn't talk about that. The Gemara is just talking about the second guy. So what about the first guy? What about the guy who made him a Goses Bidei Adam? Right, so why don't we say he's going to be chayav there? So Tosva says, no. Tosva says, v'yesh lomar. Kivan. You're right. If the other guy wouldn't have killed him, and nature would have taken his course and he would have died, then the first guy would be chayav misa. The problem here is that didn't happen. Reuven puts somebody into a state of gesisa, and then Shimon comes and kills him. So Shimon's not going to be chayiv because if you kill a goseis be the adam, that's a machlokas. But what about the first one? Let's say according to if you say pater, so why isn't the first guy chayiv? Because you don't know. Maybe he wouldn't have died, right? You don't know what would have happened. V'yesh lomar kiven she'kila lav Torah shechov shenoso, right? After all, you see the Torah doesn't say kill him right away. The Torah says lock him up and see what happens. Here we don't know what would have happened, right? So therefore, obviously the guy's a terrible guy. But you're not going to kill him until you know what happened in here, because you never know what happened. That's why we're not going to kill the person who made him into a goses in the first place. Even though Mos die, still, it is not going to happen. Number one. There is another machlokas. The Rambam writes in Ilchos Rotzeach, Perek Dalid Halachavav. The Rambam quotes our Gemara. Hiko asar b'nei adam basar maklos. V'meis. Bein shiko b'zeach hazeh, bein shiko ka'achas. Kulan Baturin. Right, the Rambam Paschal is like the Tanakama. Right, it doesn't matter if 10 people hit at once or one after another. Paturin misas bezdin shenemar kol nefesh adam. Ad sheyihye echad sheharek kol nefesh. One's got to kill the old person. And then the Rambam adds, v'hu adin l'shnayim shetechafuhu. What if two people push somebody into the water? Chamon al-Islan. O shekafshu l'toch hamayim, also pater. Not only 10 people who hit him, two people who do a maisa. And the Rashba argues. The Rashba says, "Im hiku shnayim b'makol echad v'harguhu, o shekavshu yachad b'mayim chayavim." The Rashba says the only reason you're pater in our Mishnah, in our Gemara according to the Tanakam, is because they use 10 murder weapons. They all are doing a separate action, but if they combine to do the same action, right? That's not mentioned in our Gemara. The Rashba says you're chayav there. Machlokas Rambam Rashba about that case. Says Rav Salvechik in the Rishimu Shiurim in Bava Kama, Daf Yud, Venire, what's the machlokas about? Why does the Rambam say even in the case where two people push somebody into the water, they're going to be putter? So the question is, what is one require for chiyav? Venire bebir machlokosam, shela Rambam, shnei rotzchim potrim zedzeh. The Rambam says, you can't have two murderers. If you have two murderers, they're pater. You need one murderer. Says the Rashba, all you need is one meiser ritzicha. You're allowed to have two murderers. They're both going to be chayiv, as long as there's only one meiser ritzicha. If there's two meiser ritzichas, that's going to be pater. That's what the Gemara says. But if there's one meiser ritzicha, it's not like shnayim sha'asa'uhu by Shabbos. If two people combine to one Maiser Ritzicha, then Chayavin. Vihine, then he quotes what the Gemara that we just read. Mivur she begose spide shamayim, hakol modim shahargo chayiv. Lefi she'en sham ela, rotzeach echad. Right? Even the Rambam's going to say that's chayiv. What do you mean? What do you mean? You didn't do a full Maiser. It doesn't matter if you did a full Maiser. You just can't have two rotzchim. But if goes the shemayim, there's only one rotzeach, and therefore you're allowed to have that. Amnam b'shnei rotzchim chalukim arama marashba. Right, that's talking about one rotzeach. If there's two rotzchim, so then that's the machlokas. The Rambam says you're going to be putter. The Rashba says you are going to be chayiv. Okay, important machlokas in lamdas. We continue now. Says the Gemara Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes v'ish kiyake kol nefesh adam lahavi hamakes chaver v'imbok de lahamis. What that pasuk is teaching me, if somebody hits somebody, he's not going to die. Uba'acher vehemiso shu chayev. And the second guy is going to be chayev. Says the Gemara, Einbo k'dei lahamis pita. Of course, the first one is going to be pater. He didn't give him a maka k'dei lahamis. Ela yeshbo must be switched. Ela yeshbo k'dei lahamis. Uba'acher vehemiso shu chayev. V'stamak Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. It must be even if he's going to die anyway. And the second guy comes and is Bekar Misaso, so that's the Kiddush of the Brisa, and that stoma would be like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Good. Amar Rava. Says Rava, four statements. Four statements about Trefa. Amar Rava, number one. Hahoreg es a Trefa Pater. As we said before, if somebody kills a Trefa, so then they are going to be putter. Vitrefa shahara. You know what? There's a lot to say on that line. Let's just stop for a minute. Ask Rabbi Yaakov Emden here. So why did David kill the Na'ar Amaleki that killed Shaul? Wasn't Shaul already a trefa? Right? He fell on his sword. It didn't really work. So he says, kill me, kill me. Right? I don't want the enemy to get my body. B'mechal Hashem Shamayim. So 2 days. Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, shiny mor b'malchus. Din Malchus has different rules. And therefore, you don't have to go by the regular rules of Bezdin. Bezdin and Malchus are different. Number one, the Rambam gives a different shot. This Rambam has come up in the past. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Yudches, says, Harashah. You're right. It wasn't a normal Chiyuv. It might be similar to what Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, but his emphasis is Harashah, the Rambam at the end of Perek Yudches. Gezeiras HaKasev, the Rambam in the context there is Ein Adam Meisamas Harashah. Right? Why was he allowed to incriminate himself? Vizesha harag Yoshua achan v'David l'gera maleki pohodayas p'em horasha yehoisa o din malchus haya. He quotes the second day, 2 days. But one of them is like Rabbi Yaakov Emden. But that's different. But really, harag as a trefa technically is going to be pater. Let's continue for a minute and then we'll come back to this line. V'trefa shaharag b'fnei bezdin. What about a trefa that kills? So if a trefa kills in front of bezdin, chayif. Then chayiv. Why chayiv? Because Bezdin doesn't have to judge him there. Lote shmiya gedola meri'ya, and they could just kill him. Right? Trefa shahar b'fnei Bezdin, chayiv. Atosa says, as long as it's bayom, right, as we had back in Baba Basra, right, because if it's at night, so then it's a problem. You have the same problem as the following. Shalo b'fnei Bezdin pater. But if it's shalo b'fnei Bezdin pater, why? Because they're going to have to testify, and there's going to be a problem. Why? Let's see. B'fnei Bezdin chayiv t'chsevu v'yata rabbi kirbecha. Right, the b'fnei Bezdin chayiv, that's a chayiv to remove the murderers. Shalo b'fnei Bezdin pater tahavila edis shi'yata yachal azima. Because that's edus that is unhazamaable. Why? Because you can't, right? Because they wouldn't be able to fulfill kachazam lasos la'achiv because they're already gavra ketila. For kaledus yeta yachal azima loshma edus. So a trefa wouldn't be able to be killed if he killed shalo bifnei bezdin. The rishonim already and the achronim expanded it. Discuss. So could a trefa be a witness? You can't be a witness in dini nefashos. What about dini mamonis? What about other contexts? What about a trefa to be an aid at a wedding? You know, what if somebody's very sick? Can they be an aid at a wedding? The Chashuk Yechemet discusses this. Aver nituach b'meyav hayim kasher lios aid kedushin. So he quotes the Beis Yosef, machlokas v'chaber in the Ramah. The Beis Yosef says, treifa eino kasher l'ha'id. And the Ramah says, v'nirish eino pasal abedin nefashis. Mishun davi eid ashi yedo yachal azima. Abedin in mamanis. Deino nutzrichin eid ashi yedo yachal azima. Gam treifa yachal l'ha'id. So what about a marriage? Relates to dinin nefashis. What about the following case? V'yesh la'ayin mahadin eid she'aver nituach ha'hofcho l'treifa el shahayom b'itpatchut ha'refuah. Who yachal lichios larach yamim v'shanim heim kashalios aid al kiddushin o shema adav lakachas aid acher shlo aver kolani tuach. The question, and then it gets into the discussion of treifas in general. Major discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Does treifa go by what Chazal told us treifas are? But what if you know bizman hazeh that those can live for many years? People, animals, right? All big discussion in the poskim in Maseches Chulin about this issue. Okay, but that is all Rava number one. Rava number one is about treifa regarding Ritzicha. If somebody kills a treifa, or a treifa kills. The Rambam also, just to note, the Rambam says every person is b'cheska shalem. Right? We shouldn't assume that a person is a treifa. Right? That nobody gets that p'tur and say, oh, I think it was a treifa. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Ches of Hilchos Rotzeach, Hahorig is a treifa, ava bisha ochel v'shose, u'mahalech b'shuk, harizah pater midinei adam. If we know somebody is a treifa, so then whoever kills them is potter. The kol adam becheskas shalem hu. But every person out there has a chazaka of being healthy, not a treifa. V'yahargo neherag ashe yivada bevadai she's a treifa. V'yomru harofim shemakazu ein latale ba'adam. We have to know for sure it's a treifa, and the doctors say for sure there is no healing from this wound. Ubayamus. And he's going to die from this unless something else kills him. That's the Rambam's Lashon. If somebody kills a healthy person, we're only not going to kill him if we know for sure that he is a treif and the doctors say that there is no hope for this person. The Minchas Chinuch wonders, one second, what happens if you know for sure that the guy got wounded? You're not sure if it's a treif or not. Then you're going to, another person kills him. Then you're going to kill that other person unless you know for sure that the guy is not going to be able to live? Right? How do you know that? Why should you have to wait for that? Ask the Minchas Chinuch. Why, in that case, where there's already, what if a person, somebody kills this potential treifa before you ask the doctors? So we're for sure going to kill this person? But maybe he's a treifa. Find a healthy person who just a person kills. But if there's somebody who's already wounded, the Rambam says, the other person who kills him is going to be chayav misa unless you know for sure the doctors have already said that it's a treifa that he's never going to be healed from. But mashma, that if the doctors didn't say that yet, that you're going to kill the person who kills this potential treifa. So the Minchas Chinuch is just bothered why that should be. Fine by a healthy person. But if you know already that it's a treifa, so I don't understand. Fine. Avokan vada yifchem estaver. Here, Lechora, I would think the opposite. Doesn't give an answer. He just says, Kein Yolani is Daiti. Maybe don't read into the Rambam so much about that. Maybe the Rambam's only talking about a healthy person. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like the Rambam says, until the Rofim say that this Makah is going to kill him. It sounds like he has the Makah already. But either way, that's a Diuk, and the Minchas Chinuch finds that problematic. The Achiezer, Chaim Ozer, also discusses this Rambam, if you want to look, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Beis, Os Hey. Okay, so that is all Rava number one. Now we get into Rava number two. Second to last skinny line. V'yamar Rava, Haroveya, let's get into Revia. Haroveya is a treifa chayef. Somebody sodomizes a treifa, he is chayef. Right? What difference does that make in terms of the act of Revia, right? The Ritzicha, we understand, but Revia not. We'll see what the Chiddush is. V'treifa sherova bifnei bezin chayiv, shlo bifnei bezin pater. Same chilek. Bifnei bezin chayiv, dechzeri yadar amikarbecha. Shlo bifnei bezin pater, david la'edesh, yeta yachal azima. Hasul amali hainuhach. What's the Chiddush of Rava? Isn't it the same thing as number one? Haroveya, satreifa tzrichalei. That's the Chiddush. Ma'o de tema. Levi kamande mishamesh mace fili pater. I might have thought that a treifa halachically has the status of a dead person. And therefore, for all halachas, he has the status of a dead person. Even an act of revia, you know, and therefore, if somebody commits an act with a corpse, that's not considered an act, right? So I might have thought the same thing too with a treifa. Kamash malan, no, come on. That's for ritzicha. Kamash malan, demishum hana'ahu v'ha'isle hana'ah. Right, when it comes to an act of revia, so that has to do with hana, and therefore there is some hana here too, for the person, and therefore he's going to be chayiv. Number two. Number three. V'amar Rava. Edim sheheidu betreifa v'huzmu. Edim testify about a treifa. About, something, right? Something, He did something. They testify. Fozman, then they're proven Zomamin, a Neharaga. They're not going to be killed. Why? Because they were trying to kill somebody who's a Kaver Katila already. But a de Trefa Shehuzmu, a de Trefa, Rashi, Shehain Atzmon Trefa. But they themselves are testifying Shehuzmu, Neharagin. So then they are killed because they were trying to, right, Vyatar Mikirbecha, Rashi says. Ravashi Amar, no, Afilu Ede Trefa Shehuzmu, a Neharagin. Why? Lefi She'enon, Bizomame, Zomamin. Because if two steps away from these Edim come, the Edim Mazimin to these Edim will never be put to death because they're trying to be Mazim Edim that are already Trefas, and therefore there's an element of Hazama that does not apply, so it's called Edis She'i Ata Yachol LeHazima. That is all Rava in terms of Edim about a Trefa or Edi Trefa. Fourth and final Rava, V'yama Rava, Shor Trefa Shaharag Chayiv. A Shor Trefa, that meaning a Shor that is a Trefa. Shahara Chayev, so that animal is going to be put to death if he kills. Vishar Shel Adam Trefa Sharek Potter. But Vishar of an Adam Trefa Potter, an unbelievable Chiddush. The Shar that's owned by a person who is a Trefa, that Shar is not going to be put to death. My Taima, Amakra, Hashar Yisakel, Vagamba Love Yumas. Back to Baba Kama days. We compare the ox to its owner. Kol Hecha to Karina Be Vagamba Love Yumas, Karina Be Hashar Yisakel. If the owner would be killed, so then the Shar would be killed. Vikol Hecha to Lo Karina Be Vagamba Love Yumas, Lo Karina Be Hashar Yisakel. You wouldn't put the owner to death, and therefore you wouldn't put the ox to death. Ask Shar Balchanan, wait a minute. You would put the owner to death if he killed in front of Beis Din. Right? So why does it say, well, the shor goes by the owner and the owner would not be put to death? What do you mean? The owner, if it's in front of Beis Din, he would be put to death. If it's Shelo Bifnei Beis Din, he wouldn't be. So why do you determine by the case of Shelo Bifnei Beis Din? Why don't you go by the case of Bifnei Beis Din? Says Rabbi Chanan, because the Bifnei Beis Din is not a regular din. That's not a regular din Torah. As we said, if the Edim have to come, you know, then, and if they have to be the Edim, Edim Asadayan, and it's not gonna work. But when it comes to Bifnei Beis Din, that's just a kiyum of Uvi'arta Hara Mikirbecha. Extra legal, so to speak. So you can't use that as a model for the Shor. The Shor is compared to the owner, Lagabe, his being judged in the normal rules of Beis Din. But if not, Rabbi Chanan says that it's not a regular din. That's Rabbi Chanan in the second chelik of the Kovet Shirim, Simulamates. Good. Ravashi Yam Ravashi argues, Afilu Shor Trei Fanami Shaharag Pater. Even a short treif is going to be putter. My taima, kivan dilu bailam ave p'tiri shoranami putter. See, he even argues on the first line, right? A short treif, not just short shell treif, is also going to be putter. Good. So now we get back to the Mishnah that we discussed about nachash. Back on daf ayin vavim abeis, we had a machlokas about a nachash. Shisa bo asakelav and the nachash. So the Mishnah had said putter about the by shisa. And hishich was a machlokas. So what's that machlokas about hishich? If I take the fangs of a snake and I put it on a person, Rahman al-Islam, and I poison him in that way. Shisa bo'azakel v'chulo. Amar v'racha bar Yaakov. Chitim salomar l'div Rebbe Yehuda eres nachash bein shinav hu omeid. According to Rebbe Yehuda, the poison is right at the teeth, at the edge. L'fichach makish besayif. So therefore, if somebody does this and they are killed, because that's considered murder, the nachash pater, the nachash didn't do anything, the nachash was the murder weapon, but he didn't actually do it, and therefore he's going to be pater. Well, divrei chachamim, no, eres nachash me'atzmo umeki. The nachash himself plays a role in spitting out the eres. Lefichach nachash beskilo, so the nachash is going to be killed, the machash pater, but the one who puts the stake there obviously is a rasha. And a rotzeach in Shemayim, but he's going to be putter. The Tiferes Yisrael here discusses, what is this, the Machlokas and Metzias? Machlokas and Metzias about what the snake does? We'd rather not say that. So obviously, like whenever we have a Machlokas and Metzias, we say, everybody agrees what the reality is. The question is, how do you define it halachically? So explains the Tiferes Yisrael, we know now based on, he says, Eino atzalomar mitok kufa hu mekiyo dim kem pligi b'metzias v'od tekar hisbarer bizmanenu b'chachmas Antamia, right? Shenitchu kolevari anachash. They did anatomia. He says, we took apart the nachash and we see exactly. We see bekol tzad Sheish Bahalechia Al Yon Shabafia Bechol Tzad Shnei Shinayim Aruchim Vechalulim. We see on the top of his palate, we say two long pipes, two long vessels, and in Barosh Kol Shein Yesh Nekev Katan, at the top of every tooth is a little hole, and we assume that right when he's about to bite somebody, the eres goes into that little hole, into the tooth. And the question is, what do you consider that? Do you consider that the Nachash taking a part in it, or do you consider that no, the Nachash is not doing anything? It's there already, and it's just moving a little bit. So it's the person, right? So that's the not a machlokas and mitzvahs. Okay, says the Mishnah. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat of the Mishnah. The Rambam is a different pshat of the Mishnah, right? But we'll go with Rashi's pshat. Hamakas chaveiro bein be'evan ben be'egro v'amdu lemisa. If somebody hits their friend with a tool and the doctors say he's going to die from this, v'heikam imashahaya, and then he gets better. Ulachar b'kan ichmed, and then he dies again, and then he gets worse again and dies chayiv, because you have to assume that, you know, it was from the first wounding. Right, that's what you have to assume. Reb Nechemya Amar Pater, no, Shuraglayim Ladavar. Reb Nechemya says no, Raglayim Ladavar. Right, you see the fact that he got better in between. He must not have died from the first hitting. See on the side, Nazir Samachay. That's where all the Raglayim Ladavar Mishnayos are quoted. All the cases, but here we just have this one, Raglayim Ladavar. Tanu Rabbanan. So we have a machlokas in the Mishnah if somebody gets better in between. Ezu Darash Reb Nechemya Im Yakum Bihisalech Bachutz. The pasuk says if he gets better in the middle, and he gets better, then you're not going to put him to Al Mishanto, right? And he leans on his cane. V'nika Amake. That's the pasuk in Mishpatim. V'chizal Adai Tachashezem Malav Hashuk V'zeh Nerag. What's the chiddush of the Torah? If he goes out and he walks on his cane, so then you don't kill the guy, right? Who put him in this state? So obviously, what's the chiddush? Ela zesh amdulim. It must be our case. Zesh amdulim misa. The heikel mashaya. Ulachar kachich bid v'meis shu pater. Nechemya says the Torah is alluding to our case. Our case of he gets better in the middle. Still, he's going to be pater even if he dies afterwards. The rabbanan hayvinika makamai darshibe. What did they use? The rabbanan use that for melamed shechov shenoso. It's to teach us that halacha that you. What do you mean he goes free? It means that up until that point you lock him up. If somebody, Reuven, hits Shimon in a way that Shimon might die, Bezdin takes Reuven and doesn't let him get away and run away. And they'll have to extradite him. No, just put him, lock him up, Chavisha, and therefore, that's the Chiddush of this, that's what the Torah is teaching us here. The Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, has a Safek, has a Chakira, whether Chavisha is a Chumra or a Kula. Without this, what would I have thought? Would I have thought that really, he could go free because nothing happened yet. He didn't kill somebody yet. The chiddushes were machra on him, that were choveshim. Or is it not? Really, you would have thought we'd kill him right away because he gave somebody a makas maves. The fact that Hashem is going to save him with some rachmanus, what does that have to do with him? He did a maisa ritzicha. Right, so that's what I would. That's so, and the chavisha is that it's a kula. No, we don't kill him yet. We just lock him up. So he has that question. Either way, Rav Nechemya chavisha minala. How does Rav Nechemya know chavisha then? Because obviously we don't think he argues on that. Yalef mi makoshesh by the makoshesh. That's what they did in the story of in the Torah. Right, they locked him up to figure out what to do. For Rabbananami lofi mi makoshesh. Why did the Rabbanan learn from makoshesh? No, makoshi kibak talahu. Mikoshes, they knew he was chayiv misa. They just didn't know which misa to kill him in. Lafuke hai de lo yadina ni bar katlehu ila bar katlehu. You can't compare that to our case where we don't know if he is going to be chayiv misa or not. So I wouldn't have known that you do chavisha in that case. So mikoshes is not a good raya. That's why you need the other source. Reb Nechemya, so Reb Nechemya, what would he say back to that? You're right. Okay, not mikoshes. Yolef mi magadef. Learn from Megadev, right? The cursing God. There, Moshe didn't know whether he was Chayiv Misa yet or not. That's why they locked him up, and that's why he, that would be a good makar. V'rabbanon, Megadev Harasha Haisa. Rabbanon said, no, Megadev was a Harasha. Right, you can't learn from there. Kid Tanya, Yodeya Haya Moshe Rabbeinu Shem Mekoshish B'Misa, Shenemar Mechal Leha Mos Yumas, El Lohaya Yodeya Be'eza Misa Nerak. He just didn't know which Misa. Shenemar Kilo Forash V'Gomer. Ava Megadef Lo Nomar Bo El Lefrosh Lema Pi Hashem. Right, they didn't know. Shlo Haya Moshe Yodeya Mu Ben Misa Kol Iker Im Lav. And therefore, that's why that could be a good makar for Reb Nechemya, but not the other one. Asks Tosfis, what do you mean Moshe didn't know which Misa by Mekoshesh? What's the rule? Anytime you don't know which Misa, Stam Misa Schenek. Right? So what's the Havamina that there would be any suffix? Tosfis says, Moshe thought, well, maybe Shabbos is compared to Avodah Zarah, and therefore maybe it would be Skila, as we have mentioned in the past. V'afagav demisa stam cheneki mitoch asvara hayim adam alo v'davaros kochavim de b'skila de mechal Shabbos b'farhes ki kofer be'ikr de kofer b'maisa b'reishis. That's an important comment of Tosfos. If you look in the Achronim, the Gur Aryeh in Shlach and the Briskerov in Shlach say the same thing. They say no. Different answer. Stam misa chenek is only after the Torah has been completed. Then you could say, well, the Torah didn't specify any other misa, so you know what? We'll give him chenek. But the Torah wasn't completed until the end of the 40 years. So, says the Gur Aryeh, says the Maharal. So, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't rely on that rule yet. That rule is true only after the Torah was completed. But after, he says, Delo kashemidi, delo minan stam misa b'chenek alav misa k'suva b'torah stam achar shenechtema ha-torah. V'yadayin lo ha-isa ha-torah nechtema ha-tzofar ba'im shana. L'fichach lo nuchal ha-melech shu b'chenek. Shema adayin yisparish b'torah. Shiyehe misa acheres. Remember we had before? There's a misora that there are four misas, but we didn't know the fourth one. Right? So maybe there'll be a different one. The time of my stamisa b'chenek even to lo pirish shem adayin yisparish shelo nigbar Torah atzof arboim shana. That is what the Maharal writes in the Gur Aryeh, and that is what the Briskerov writes also in the Griz ala Torah. He writes the same idea. Same idea. Kivan shelod lo nishlamas parshas b'chal Shabbos klal. Okay. Good. We continue. The Aruch Laner also says here, isn't Megadif also compared to Avodah Zarah, just like Kofer Be'ikr? We said that before. So what the Havamina of, oh, he wouldn't have known. Maybe it's Skila. Right? But so why by Megadif didn't know there was Misa? Maybe he should have thought it was Misa too. Like Avodah Zarah. Okay. Aruch Laner discusses that. Period. According to Reb Nechemya, I understand why you have to have two phrases that teach me umdana. Rashi goes through here. What the extra phrases? Vinika hamaka. A couple of extra phrases. So you understand why you need two. Chad amdu alamisa v'chaya. That's why you're going to be pater. The chadam du'ol amisa vehegel mashaya. Ela the rabbanan treyum deni lamali. But according to the rabbanan, if the person dies eventually after getting better, he's going to be put to death. So what do you need the extra phrase for? Chadam du'ol amisa vechaya. Want to teach me in a case where he was du'ol amisa vechaya? What would have been the havamina there? That you kill him, even though the guy lived, right? Which means that the chiyuv for ritzicha, right? Achronim point this out. The chiyuv for a rotzeach is not because he killed somebody, because he performed a maaser ritzicha. Usually that ends up killing somebody. But here, maybe it's a maaser ritzicha. Hashem saved him. He did something out of the ordinary in Ace. But maybe the person should be chay misa. That's the havamina. Kamash malan not. Maybe the kamash malan is. It's not just about a maaser ritzicha. The chad amdu l'chayim v'meis. So those are the two amduhus. V'Reb Nechemya amdu l'chayim v'meis l'tzarek ra. Right. If he was supposed to live, the doctor said he was going to live, and then he died, you don't need a puzzle to teach me that. At the moment that the doctor said that, boom, then he's not going to be chayiv anymore. And the Rabbanan require a makar for that. Period. Tana Rabbanan, last two brises. Hamakas chavir avamdu lamisa. V'chaya potrenoso. If somebody, right, the doctor said he's going to die, but he lives potrenoso. Amdu lamisa vegan mashaya omdenoso omit sheni lamamon. If his illness got better, so then he do an omet sheni because he's gonna have to pay. V'im la'achar kenichmed v'meis halachachar omedo emsoi. Devarim Nechemya. That's from Nechemya. As we said, if he gets better in the middle, he's going to be putter for misa. V'cham omrim? No. Ein omet achar omet. You go back to the first one if the person dies. Tanya idach amdu l'misa omedin oso l'chaim. If they were omedim l'misa, but then they see that he's not going to, then you give him another omedin l'chaim. L'chaim ein omedin oso l'misa. But if they already said he's going to live, then you're not omedin l'misa, meaning the person's never going to be chayim misa in that case. Like Reb Nechemya, amdu l'misa v'heikem ha-shahaya omedin oso omed sheni l'mamon v'machar kein hichmed v'meis m'shalim nezak v'sar l'yarshim. Right? You pay. If you're paying, yeah, that means he's not going to die. And that's figured out at the time that he hit him what the chiyuv mamon is, vistama karebi Nechemya. And this is like Rabbi Nechemya, as we said, because if he gets better in the middle, he's going to be putter for Misa, and that's why he's going to have to pay the mamon. Okay, I'll have to stop here, Hashem. Here in Nisrafim, Hashem, we get into more issues of Ritzicha, Hashem, on tomorrow's daf.